You good? Okay. All right, everybody, back to Paranormal or Reality. Like always, this is your host, Joe, and I'm with Luz.
Hi, I'm Luz.
And we're with a special guest. His name is Julio. He has a great Facebook channel, right? You got a page as well.
It's called Facebook, Instagram.
Instagram. So we're with Julio, and we're just going to start off, Julio. If you could just introduce yourself to the channel and how long you've been doing some investigations and stuff like that. City you can, but what, central, northern, southern part? Or?
Yeah, I live in North Florida, Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Let me see. So Julio can introduce himself. Going back to that story, what got you when you were crawling? You said, can you tell that story real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. So my dad was in the military, he was in the Navy, so we moved a lot. So when I was like, basically an infant, my dad was transferred to Italy.
Oh.
And so, yeah. And so I was like, you know, 1-2 years old the time I lived there. But this is a story from my own mother, so I am
okay.
My mom, I believe. I believe her. So,
yeah, of course, your mom.
Yeah, exactly. So the story is that she walks in the room to check on me. And I'm in my crib and such, and she sees me standing in the crib, staring like at the corner of the room for whatever reason, just babbling away, you know, like kids do.
Yeah.
Nothing out of the ordinary. But what was different about it was that she smelled the cologne of her just recently deceased father or my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so. So she just kind of like put two and two together because he died the same year I was born.
Gotcha.
And so I never got to meet him, so he never got to see me. So it was just odd that she told me this story many years ago, that she walks in the room, she sees me staring at the corner of the room and me babbling away, and she smells her father's cologne.
Wow.
In the air. Like, how would that even
be possible? Yeah. No.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
We're living in Italy, and so it's like, how does that even happen?
Yeah, so, exactly. The different smells and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So going back, when you were a kid, did you ever, besides that experience, kind of the Tremonto, did you ever interact when you were young, have some type of experience in another location or anything like that as a kid?
No, actually, no, I didn't.
Oh,
and it really wasn't until a little more than a few years ago, but yeah, I never really had an experience or anything growing up, but I was really into the paranormal.
Yeah.
My parents had books on it.
Yeah.
And I love TV shows of the paranormal.
Exactly.
All the reality stuff, you know.
Yeah. Like, Unsolved Mysteries and all those good stuff.
Yeah, like In Search Of and Unsolved Mysteries and you name it. Some shows around.
Yeah.
So, I was all into that. Still am to this day, obviously.
Yes, it just intrigues. Have any questions, Luz?
No.
Nothing, right? So, the page you'd be running, do you guys do, is it just kind of your team that goes out, or do you guys do little public ghost hunts, or tell us a little bit about your team and what you guys do?
Sure. So I don't really have a team per se.
Mm.
It's just me.
Okay.
So I've been actively going and investigating.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put out, like, places I've been to or places that I've never been to. And maybe tell a little bit of the story of, you know, these certain hauntings and whatnot.
Yeah, I agree. So it's
almost like just showing, it's almost like a journey over through the paranormal.
Yeah.
Any experiences that I may have had that I can share, or, you know, if anybody wants to share any with me through, you know, private messaging. Or,
yeah.
And some people have already, and I love hearing it, so.
That's
basically it, and, you know, I'm hoping maybe one day I can make something more solid other than just the online version of this.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but. It's a work in progress.
Yeah, I think like anything else, when you're building something, it's just kind of the trial and the error of it, and just having the time just to build it up. But I always appreciate people that are out there. That's why I'm always in tune with people on Instagram and always reaching out, because I know firsthand the struggle is to try to, because technically we don't really have a team. The whole concept of paranormal reality was really, it was more like to prove my dad. My dad's a non-believer. And it was just, so it just became that whole concept of trying to prove my dad that, you know, this stuff kind of exists. And then it just turned into it, like, you know, the community firsthand off of Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you start talking to them, and there's so much people that are into it, and they respect what you do. And they, you know, appreciate the comments that they leave on your post. So it became more just trying to help everyone out and just trying to allow, like, a platform, kind of like what we're doing today, allowing you to tell your story, because everyone has one. And just, you know, sometimes it's just the select few people kind of hold on to it, and they don't want other people to, you know, prosper in this field. So I'm just out there, just trying to give what I can to people and give them a platform to talk about what the paranormal means to them.
Well, that's great, man. I appreciate you having me on and letting me talk about it. Some,
yeah, of course. Yeah,
definitely, there needs to be more voices out there. I mean, it's more now than it was, it, you know, ever was because of the TV shows.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other thing over there. But
yeah,
that's great, man. I appreciate you having me on.
No biggie, man. How long do we have you on? How much time do you have?
I got a while.
Okay. I just didn't want to hold you up or anything like that.
It's all good.
So, Jackson, what's the most, I can imagine you've been quite a few haunts, but what's been the most experience you ever got? Like, the most, you know, we're all going to locations.
Active,
yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I went to Scottsville, Kentucky last year. I actually went there again this year, but last year I went to this, it used to be called the Golden War Memorial Hospital.
Okay.
It's been on TV shows and whatnot.
Gotcha.
So that particular area or hospital or location, I guess, I had the most activity of any place that I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It blew my mind, honestly. So we were down in what they call the moors. Because they run like a Halloween thing every year there.
Okay.
And this hospital's, I mean, it's in really bad shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's crumbling. But anyways. So we're down there checking it out, and it just blew my mind, all the activity was happening. I had a centimeter, an EMF meter on the floor, and all of a sudden I kind of look over and I see it like moving, because just the light off of it just emitted enough to where I could see it. My eyes had already adjusted to the dark.
So I'm seeing
it like move around a little bit. You can hear it, and others that were around could also hear it. There was like a gust of air that came through. There was whistling. I have my SLS camera, and I caught a figure.
Oh wow!
And when I caught a figure, there was a
Yeah.
There's been some few things happen there. But right now, Scottsville, Kentucky has been the most active place I've been to. Actually, in a few weeks, I'm going to Lake Shawnee.
Okay.
Up in West Virginia, and I've been there once before, and I got touched there. So, and some other weird things happen. So, I'm just hoping that it still lives up to. But we all know how these things work.
Yeah.
You go once, you get activity, you go again, nothing will ever happen. So,
Yeah, it's just hit and miss. Sometimes you could go like exactly what you said. You could.
Yeah.
Or, sometimes an individual, you go with a team, and one person's getting, you know, a lot of activity, something attaching to it, and then the other person is like, I don't feel nothing in this room, so.
Yeah,
it's just kind of.
That's how it goes.
How it goes.
It's like tension.
Yeah.
No, basically, I mean, to put it in
that
terms.
Yeah. No, like, the SLS camera, I think that's one of the most, of all the devices out there, is like one of the most validation, because how do you predict, like, something, a stick figure just appearing like that, you know? It's hard to manipulate. Because sometimes, you know, with the SB7, you could kind of have, you could hear something, and then you ask 10 people, and each one of them has a different thing that they hear.
Exactly, right.
So I think the SLS
is subjective.
Yeah.
All these pieces of equipment.
Exactly.
But yeah, definitely the camera to me is the most legit, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
It also has its faults too, because you know sometimes it can map out something and you think, it's just the way it's capturing it.
Okay, the reflection.
So,
okay.
But when you have somebody else saying that, hey, I'm feeling touched or it's cold here or whatever, and you can see and the camera's showing something, it kind of validates it a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that and just when you catch stuff on your voice recorders and your cameras, you're like, what? It was like no one talking at that point, and you catch something.
Yeah. I love AVPs. I don't do enough of those only because I just don't have the time to sit and listen to recordings. I don't do much of those, but I have caught some really great EVPs in the time that I was on this.
Yeah.
One being in the St. Augustine Lighthouse.
Oh.
A lot of people know how haunted, that place is because it was on Ghost Hunters, TV show. But I caught a real great EVP in the basement, and to me right now, it's the best EVP I've ever caught.
Yeah, what did it say?
So they do these, like, nightly ghost tours.
Okay.
Scream and the guy to say shut it.
The backstory, I'm sorry, what was that again?
the backstory of why the girls are like screaming and the
I don't know if something freaked them out. I mean, it's possible. I could never really find out. Nobody told me anything.
Yeah.
I tried to find out, but nobody really knew. Apparently, they ran out.
Oh, they ran out?
apparently they screamed. Whatever happened, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the deal was, apparently they took off because one of the tour guides told them, I was like asking them about it. Like, they just took off. So I'm like, really? I'm like, they didn't say anything, they just took off. I'm like, well, that's weird. So, who knows, but that night, there was a couple things. I also caught something with a spirit box.
Okay.
Yeah. Signals.
Hardly ever.
And this was also in the basement. So the basement of the old lighthouse, not the lighthouse itself, but the keeper's house.
Okay.
The basement is pretty active, honestly.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and that was pretty neat. I've got that recorded, too, which I'm kind of glad I did, because you can just hear clearly, like, some kind of kids' voices. And it's reported that kids leave footprints, like wet footprints down there.
Yeah, dude, to kill that evidence.
Yeah, that's
cool, man. Yeah. So, how often do they do the night tours there? Is it like how
They still do them to this day. They do them. They actually have them on right now.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I've got a buddy of mine that's never done it before. And,
okay.
He's down there right now doing it.
So. Oh, that's cool.
I'm kind of curious to see if he's.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, send me a DM after if you had anything crazy happen.
Yeah, I'll ask him. I guess I'll ask him when I see him one day. I guess I'll ask him to see what happens.
See what happens. That's it. Pretty interesting, man. So in Florida, I know there's so much, God knows how much stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever made it down to Key West? Visit Robert the Doll?
Yeah, I wish. That's on my list. I haven't been able to make it down there. I've gotten all the way down to Miami, but,
yeah.
But it had nothing to do with paranormal.
Yeah, right, just work with
it. I've never made it that far. One day.
I know. You got all these lists, man. I think, we have a thing planned in October. We're taking a week, and we'll go try to do, we have already booked it, the Queen Mary.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, cool.
Yeah, we're trying to get into that, the most, you've probably seen on YouTube, and the B3107, or whatever the room is. But, dang, it's like almost 800 a night. I was like, holy moly, so.
Oh.
So I'm like, man, something better happen, man. The devil himself better come out for that price, man.
The sheets on the bed.
Yeah. Catch something on camera, make it worth something's while, so we're seeing. But another thing, too, is since it's in October, like a lot of people, that's, Halloween's around the corner, so
sure.
A lot of stuff's going down there. But that's one. And then we also want to do the Whaley House, so we're trying to we're trying to do a couple stuff, and we'll see. We're trying to do a third one, but it's kind of up in the air. It's just time for me and stuff, but I think. Tell me. Oh, sorry.
So where are you guys at?
In Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So we're.
So it'd definitely be pretty hard for you coming out, out to the East Coast. Then I got you.
Yeah. So we want to.
I want to go on your side. Trust me.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to. Have you ever been to, since you've been in Kentucky, have you ever gone up to Waverly yet?
No, I have not been that far. Also, on the list. But, one day, I want to make it up there. I haven't done that one.
Yeah. I was hearing, I was reading an article. I guess they go turn it into a hotel. Okay.
So I don't know when or how they're gonna manage to get that going, but I know they've been working on restoring it, piece by piece.
Gotcha.
That's a really huge building.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming that all these tours that they give or allow these investigations helps pay for some of the upkeep and renovation of the building. But I don't know. I don't know if more power to them, but I don't know if they'll. Able to get it up and going.
I know.
I mean, that'd be, pretty interesting place to stay.
Yeah, just spend the night. Just
Yeah.
Especially in that room, was it the fifth floor when the nurse hung herself? Was it 502, right? 502, 510 or something?
Oh, yeah, something like that. Yeah. I can't remember exactly. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that would be interesting to stay the night there. That's true.
Yeah, I always watch it because, like anything else, when you watch a YouTube video, you don't know how much of it is, you know, stuff that they sell.
That's a big gripe on my part. All these, like, YouTube videos and TV shows, so many things can be manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of the guys on these TV shows, and they've told me that, you know, the producers and the TV production company want certain things, and they'll try to go against it, and they're paying the bills. What do you think?
Yeah, sometimes, when you get caught up. I read a good article about, I think it was Nick's book, Nick Groth, or one of them, or Zach, and they were just talking about what happened with kind of similar to Ghost Hunters, when they kind of, the production team, just do, we do kind of like a rapid fire here, we do, 5, 10 questions there? We'll see how fast we go through. Question number one, what would be the most intense thing you will ever see that will make you think about being a paranormal investigator, like stop doing it if this one thing happened?
A full body apparition. I have yet to see anything remotely like that. If I was to see something like that, that would just blow me away.
I agree. You lose?
Yeah. Especially in the mirror. Going back to where you actually caught stuff, did you ever think of, like, posting it on YouTube or any social media?
I have posted the short clip of what I caught down in the morgue of the hospital. I might have posted that, I'm pretty sure I did, on Instagram a while ago. It might be on there if you guys want to check it out. It's
okay.
Down towards the beginning of my account. But yeah, I have posted that. I haven't posted any EVPs or anything like that. Those are kind of, to me, it's kind of hard to translate through, like, YouTube. I'm sure you gather what you hear, but I will from time to time post stuff,
because those things that you caught sound pretty crazy. I wanted to see it for myself.
Check it out. I think it's on there. I just started a YouTube page, so maybe I'll start uploading stuff over there. I have one particular video that I actually posted the other day. It's 3 minutes long.
Yeah, of course.
I'm gonna start trying to post a little more. But it's all about time. Time is very hard to find sometimes.
Understandable, but with the YouTube, send me your DM, and then we'll take a look. We have one on there as well, and we'll subscribe and take a look, and you can take a look at some of our adventures and stuff. The beginning parts of when we had our first cameras and stuff, so you get to see the struggle.
I mean, we're still going.
Yeah, we improved a little bit, but
I'm sure you guys have a better deal. I just think.
Yes.
Or whatever, it's nothing too produced or anything. It's just me, so I'm sure you guys have a better system of working than I did.
That's
cool. I'll definitely check out your video.
And then the one thing that we kind of strive on too, when we kind of started this and going out to these places, we're very close to Tombstone, so we quite a bit of our videos. We're trying to do, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it this year, but we talked to the owner of the Birdcage to do overnight. So he does, he allows you to do it. I want to say, what was the hours? Like, I think it's like 9 to 3 or 9 to 2. It's like 5 or 6 hours, but you're allowed to bring 7 or 8 guests. So we're trying to get that. Yeah, we're trying to set it up, but it's kind of, we have to do it during the week. And like you said about time, we just have to organize time, because on the weekends, there's quite a bit of bars down Allen Street that will just contaminate the whole investigation.
That stuff, the contamination is a very tough thing.
Yeah, so we're just trying to, just pick a good day during the week for us to, the bars are not so much people in them, so then we kick out, you know, whatever we catch is honestly legit.
Oh, man, that would be cool, man. I hope you guys get to do it sometime.
Yeah, hopefully that's in the works. You know, it's like you said, all the dream locations, and you just have to try out, organize it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
But going back, did you have another quick question for Rapid Fire?
If we were to invite you to investigate with us, would you do it?
Oh, sure. If I could make it out, absolutely. Like I said, I would love to go to that side of the U.S. I've never been to that area.
Yeah.
As far as I've gone, like, Chicago and all that stuff, but I've never really... Well, actually, Missouri. I went up to Missouri not that long ago. That's as far as west as I've gone.
Yeah, that's kind of right down the middle, huh? Central.
Yeah, that's the part that I went to. That was a pretty cool trip.
Little trip.
But for that, I would probably fly.
Yeah, I sure agree.
I'm not driving out of that one.
No. I don't blame you. We're trying to next year. Kind of, this has been like our first year, kind of like posting stuff and really gain. Like just our name out there, but I think next year, yeah, we're gonna start doing like more. We've been discussing that within our team, just getting more organized and really doing going to a certain location.
Yeah, basically going down the list.
Yeah,
planning for things.
That's cool. That's the way to do it. Just set up a list and just keep checking them off as you go along.
Yeah,
but Florida's in our mind just to kind of just do like a week thing there and just, you know, try to go to as many hot spots, so maybe we do meet up one in some time in the near future, and we could do a collaboration and have some fun.
We got St. Augustine is one of the most haunted towns in America.
Oh, I was asking you, have you been to Savannah since Georgia's just up there?
Oh my goodness, yes, I love Savannah. Love it. I've been up there many times. I've done a few investigations up there.
Okay. How is the Moon River? Is it as bad as they make it sound? No.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I've never been possessed there. I've done that. I go like once a year. I've been doing it for 3 or 4 years now.
Okay.
I've never been possessed, but my first time there, I did feel like this weird vertigo feeling.
Okay.
But nothing terrifying, nothing. Heard some, like, running down the catacombs. Because the whole city is built on top of catacombs.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. There was, like, a whole system of, just, you know, tunnels and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so, the bottom of the basement of the Moon River Brewery is actually part of the catacombs, which everything's now sealed off because obviously there were people walking through. You can see like where a door would have been back in the day, so it's all like brick and stuff.
Gotcha.
Chairs.
That's interesting.
So, like at the end of the night, we'd all sit down at the bottom. You can hear running from the top where the bar is.
Oh,
nice. It's wild. It's a cool place. Had some experiences there. Trying to do EPs. I've got some EPs there, but it is very tough because, again, Savannah is a drinking town.
Oh.
There's a lot of contamination.
Yeah.
It's like you said, it's
Tombstone. Yeah.
The same applies for Savannah.
Yeah,
we went there one day. The weird thing about it in Tombstone is, so Allentown's, you know, like you've seen the movie Tombstone, it's like a pretty lengthy street. So when the Birdcage area is, there's quite a bit of bars. But we went one time before an investigation, and we were just pretty much, hey, let's just walk it. It was like 9, 10 o'clock at night. And we walked it. Dead, man. By the OK Corral and all these. It's like a little park that's next to the OK. Quiet. It was weird. It was the weirdest thing ever. Because in, 9, 10 o'clock in the mornings, it's just dead packed. And then to see it just dead like a ghost town, it's pretty weird. Like, it's a weird, interesting concept, the location.
Right. Yeah, that's wild.
But, do you have any more questions? Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, man. It was great.
Yeah, I hope you, we'll go give you some shout-outs, and we'll do it on Instagram. We're actually making this your number two. We're doing a little like podcast type thing on YouTube as well. So if you want to take a look, yeah, I'll leave you a link once we get upload. Give it about probably next week. We'll probably get up and ready. But I'll send you a DM and I'll post your Facebook link too. So you get the recognition you deserve too, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're trucking it through the last 4 years. And, you know, it's great to interact. And we'll keep in touch whenever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in Florida, maybe we meet up. Have you been to New Orleans?
I've been to New Orleans before, but it wasn't for the paranormal. All
right.
But one day, I hope to go back.
Yeah, maybe we'll do something halfway. So if we can't make it all the way to Florida, we could make it, yeah. But we'll keep in touch, man. I really appreciate it, Julio.
No, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. So I'm going to do the outro real quick, and then I'll let you roll, okay?
All right, cool, man.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. All right, guys. So that's another episode of Paranormal or Reality, The Experience. Take a look at Julio's stuff. I'll link it below on the description. And you guys have a great weekend, okay? I'll see you guys next week.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.